Hello there! From Behind the O-Line, this is Tramon, episode 168. My name is Kirk, and as always, I'm joined by my friend and crowd pleaser, Christian Rainwater.
What's up, everybody? Our big third topic of the week is Escape the Crowds.
Escape.
Oh, that's spelled like the intro.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. As a courtesy to other passengers, we ask that there be no eating, drinking, or smoking on board. In just a few moments, we will begin our trip into the Disneyland Resort News and Topic of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, this tram is ready to depart. Driver, you are clear.
Welcome back to Tramon, everyone. Happy Wednesday. We're your hosts, Kirk and Rain. What's up, Rain?
What an interesting day, dude. With I'm getting right into it. WWDC.
Well, dude, it's in there. It's in there. Don't worry.
Oh, it's in there. Okay.
You get,
oh, well, man. I'm excited.
There's your teaser.
I'm excited.
You're excited. That's all?
That's it. That's all. I got some green tea that upsets my stomach every time I drink it, but it's so good.
What green tea is it?
The Costco one, you know,
what's in it?
Let's
ingredients.
See,
let's go.
Purified water, green tea, and ascorbic acid.
None of that should make you sick.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's caffeine in it, maybe, but
yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
That's delicious. Absolutely.
The people don't know what happened after you drank that Prime Energy drink.
What happened?
Remember, like we finished recording. You're like, dude.
Oh yeah. I was amped. I was like, it's weird because that's not even that much caffeine for me, but for some weird reason, energy drinks do that. Like I can drink as much coffee as I want, and I can fall asleep right after. But
it's
energy
not even
drinks,
like a real energy drink. It's like, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyways, Rain, let's get out of here with
mousekeeping. If this is your first time here, welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast, where Kirk and I talk about the Disneyland Resort through and only through our eyes. To catch up on jokes, references, context, and backstory, check out our lore page on Tramon.com/lore. For our recommendations for Disneyland, DCA, and more, check out Tramon.com/rex. If you enjoy the show, like, subscribe, comment, and review us wherever you can, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and my favorite, YouTube. For a visual guide of the show, follow at Tramon Podcast on Instagram, and right into the show, head to Tramon.com/ask. If you use Discord and would like access to our server, let us know. And you can find all these links and lore on Tramon.com.
Yes, you can. So, it is, once again, time for
Kev's Concoctions with Kirk and Rain.
I'm not going to mute the Rain every time. I was just, I don't want to make you feel too left out. But maybe left out enough. I got two other concoctions, Rain.
I'll be there. I will be there soon.
Okay. Well, they're going to keep going. So maybe I'll tease you with them. There is a spicy.
Okay. Oh, I'm not a big spicy guy at all.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, is Big Spicy a nickname? But no, it's from baseball. There's a, forget his name. But his nickname is Big Sexy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, not at all.
He played for the Mets? You want to look that up for me?
I got Jamie? You, dude. Big Sexy Baseball. All right, he's a pitcher, Bartolo Colon.
Yeah. Mets?
Yeah.
Mets? He didn't hit a home run until he was like 40 or something. It was ridiculous. Like, it was this whole thing. But it was great. It was a great moment in MLB history. But anyways, what is Kev's concoctions besides the part where I roll up my sleeves just a little bit? My brother Kev likes to concoct things. It's a little bit of a Tramon tradition. So this week, Rain, you're gonna be sad that you're not part of this. Just for the way the description begins.
All right, let's hear.
Another trip into the Ciderverse. With this new series of ciders, what we have here is a hard apple cider, which is pretty much fermented treetop apple juice using wine yeast. I do warn you that there will be a sulfur aroma, and I apologize for that. Let's give it a smell test. No. Just the yeasty scent.
Boys.
Maybe if you smell it at the right angle. I know that's a stupid thing. Sulfur. Yeah, but not. It's not sulfuric. Don't worry, Kev. Anyway, it's probably due to fermentation. I promise it tastes slightly better than it smells. Cheers. Also, in regards to last week, you know, we'll come back to that. Let me to the other flavor, lychee.
Cheers.
Okay. So this is a bitter cider.
Oh, bitter! Wow, I did not expect that.
I think he wanted to call it like it was like an angrier orchard. He had a name for it. I forgot what it was. So it's very crisp apple, very light, almost like biting on an apple, but like a really small piece. Like you know that little sliver of an apple when you cut an apple, that's like kind of left. Yeah, yes, maybe like that. It's nice and fresh, nice and fizzy.
Nice.
It's like a nice soda. So I quite enjoyed that, and I will continue to enjoy it. Kev, you got to give me the alcohol content, though. That's the fun part.
ABV.
Yeah, and he tests it professionally. Yes. Thank you, Kev. So it is time for your write, in which members of the Tram Fam write in with corrections and comments, just like you can. Tram.com/ask rain. Cue up that corrections music, please. So Kev writes in at the end of that description, and he says, in regards to last week, I didn't first appreciate being compared to animatronic spastic lobsters when I was younger, but as I have matured, the sentiment has grown on me. They were posted this morning. Bring in the dancing lobsters.
Dude, I was looking for a picture of Kev doing it. I thought that's what you said you were going to post.
No. We don't have a picture of him because this was like the time before pictures, you know?
Oh, I see.
I may have a picture of him doing the face, so we'll see. But that won't go on Tram, and that'll go to... I'll just send that to you. So, Jose S. writes in. Hey, Kirk and Rain. I'm sure you guys are super excited to hear the return of all the great Haunted Holiday Mansion on September 1st.
Yes, can't wait.
Also, just wanted to ask... From a person who's never played Kingdom Hearts at all, should I play it just for all the references we hear every week? Okay, so I'm going to give it the reasonable answer because Rain's just going to say, do it. Okay, Kingdom Hearts is a Final Fantasy-ish game, but you don't need to know Final Fantasy, but it is an action game, so you like swing the Keyblade with X just constantly. Like you're just slashing. But it is a Disney game. You go to different Disney worlds. Like, you go to Alice's World from Alice in Wonderland. You can, in the newest one, you go to Andy's room and a toy store, Monsters, Inc. And it's more Pixar now. But, there's different places that you go and you do little, you know, you help out. Sometimes you're in the middle of a movie. Sometimes it's a new story. It is, as it goes on, also very, like, anime story. Not anime, like... anime waifus, anime like
confusing and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and convoluted. Convoluted,
that's a good name. That's
is
good
what
word.
Kingdom Hearts is.
Yes.
But if you like games and you like action-y games and you love Disney, you're gonna have a good time. If you don't play games though, I don't know. But if you play shooters, like, you know, you play Call of Duty, you play games. Like, it's not just FIFA, let's say, or 2K. Yeah. Go ahead. You might have fun. There's a collection where you can get everything. But then it's called Kingdom Hearts 1.5 plus 2.5 HD Collection. And it's on PS4 and PS5. I don't know if it's on Xbox. It might be.
It is.
It is. And it's you can stream it on Switch, but don't do that. You can go ahead and buy that digitally. Or if you are a person who buys discs, it's probably $10.
Literally $10.
Yeah. So you might want to jump in at the first one. It's the one with the most heart, and it is the simplest one. It's the most Disney one. And if you get sucked in, go ahead. You might want to just get the story of Chain of... You know what? If you play the first one, write in again, and we'll go from there.
You don't necessarily have to play, because you can watch me play through the whole first one.
Right.
Yeah, on our YouTube. I played through all of 1.5.
But if you play games, I recommend playing Kingdom Hearts 1. because it runs very well. It's very fun. It's classic, and it is easy, super easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for writing in. For the references, though, we're not that special. But go ahead. Karen S. writes in, savory churro, challenge accepted. So she challenged herself. And we're going to go through this. So, number one, ube churro with kaesang puti or other soft cheese dip. This will also celebrate Disney 100 with its color scheme.
Interesting. I'm not a big ube guy, though.
But it doesn't have to be sweet ube, right?
Right.
It could be like a chip, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see this. I could see this. What's... You know, I want like that white beer cheese with this.
Yeah.
You
know? That'd be cool.
Yeah. Number two, coffee-flavored churros, frosting dip, if you take your coffee with sugar and cream. Okay. We have a chai churro, chai, with coffee dip that we did not get this weekend because Kimmy really doesn't like chai. She's like, but I might like some. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Chai is like, I love chai. Dude.
I didn't know chai is just saying tea.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, iced chai tea latte from Starbucks.
Oh, it hits, dude. It hits.
Have I mentioned my uncle and his friend probably invented the dirty chai?
What?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that, like JJ the jet plane, and fly away. Number three, she writes, Cheadle, maybe Cheeto, or, you know, Don Cheadle. Autumn, which Cheadle is this? Don't worry about that reference. So, Cheeto-flavored churros, hot or mild. What is a Cheadle? Hot or mild?
What is a Cheadle?
I
just see Cheeto.
Cheadle hand salute? Oh, it's like with your cheesy fingers. Okay.
I think she's saying Cheeto.
Yeah, I know. But then she said hot or mild. Maybe like just
like hot Cheeto or, yeah, spicy nacho. I don't know.
So with guacamole dip, this may have been done already. I don't know, Rain.
Yeah, I don't know.
See,
the thing is, Dorito, like the Dorito dust, can go with guac. Cheeto dust, though, I don't know. I've never done it.
Yeah, it's guac is very guacky. You know, dude. What about a sweet corn, like the or like an arepa churro?
Oh, with some guac on it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Okay, all right, plain churro. With veggie schmear, I think veggie, but also served with a second pot of either green chili or juniper berries.
Juniper
berry. Like a gooseberry.
That sounds fancy, so that's why I said well.
Juniper berry. It's not a true berry, but a cone with unusually fleshy and merged. .. Oh, what juniper berries taste like? Slightly piney flavor with touch of fruitiness and pepperiness. Interesting,
yeah.
You know what? Okay, hold on. Churro with an egg wash and rolled in bacon.
Breakfast churro.
Yeah. Nice. What would I add to this?
Some syrup.
Now, what if it was like rolled in like cornflakes? Everything's cornflake now. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Okay. And she writes, thanks for taking my mind off the gridlock traffic I rode home in. Please keep up the good work. Thank you for writing in. Now what I want. Sounds like you know your way around food. Send us a signature recipe. Let's see.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. It'll be fun.
And I'll make it. And then maybe I'll take it to you. I don't know.
We'll see. I can make it too. All right. Or we can each make it and trade.
Oh, it's like a casserole trade.
Yeah, tram and cook-off. All right. So now I'm going to correct myself because mostly me, are fools. We last week got real cheeky about saying we're going to wait till Pride Month to say Happy Pride Month, and we forgot.
Dang. Really?
Like, we were supposed to do it in the Welcome Back to Tram and Everyone.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Happy Wednesday and happy Pride Month. We're your hosts, Kirk and Rain. What's up, Rain?
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'll just throw this note in there just for fun. If I mean well by this, if I don't generally say like he, she, whatever, right? Usually I just read the thing. But if you have a preferred pronoun, let us know in your write-in, and we'll respect that.
Nice.
That's all. And sometimes if like I see a new person, I look at their profile anyway, and I'll notice. But yeah, if you know, let us know, and we'll do our best. Okay. But yes. Happy Pride. Oh, wait. To mention the point of saying that, besides saying it, we have the Pride sticker. It is available all year round. It's in my backpack. Usually, yeah,
I even have some ready.
Yeah, my strategy usually when I'm out and about is like I just fan out the stickers and I'm like, just take whatever you want, you know. Yeah. So, but we do have them year round. However, you know, if you want one, just send us your address and I'll send you one for free with the postal service. Shout out to the postal workers, you know who you are. And yeah, if I run out, I will just order more because it's not like. You know, it's just one of those things we should have all the time. But yeah, we do have some. A couple people reached out and love that. Thanks for being here, everyone. Rain, I tried lowering the volume myself and I was supposed to give you an out. Let's get in some news. Got some headlines for you guys.
A lot of headlines for you guys.
Thick news week.
Yeah.
One plus one. Scott Gustin reports, beginning June 2nd, for a limited time, a new water short titled Elemental Connection, highlighting the story and characters from Disney and Pixar's latest film, Elemental, will be presented ahead of World of Color 1, Disney California Adventure Park. So this is kind of like the lantern thing.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, yeah. I saw that Elemental got one of those unnecessarily long standing ovations at the Cannes Film Festival.
Can.
Whatever.
Apparently, that's what someone told me.
But. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
You think, like, before they sit down, like, you know, you bend your knees a little bit, they, like, lean over and smell their own farts, too?
Probably.
I don't like this behavior. This French behavior.
Have you ever done a standing ovation?
A standing ovation is just you get up and clap.
Right. But like a prolonged standing ovation, like a 5 minute one at least.
5 minutes?
5 solid minutes.
I don't think so.
Didn't they do that at Kingdom Hearts when we went?
Maybe, yeah. Okay, that's an orchestra, though. You know, it's like they're working hard. Maybe. Yeah. A bunch of dorks, you know, screaming things. Oh, we did for Yoko Shimomura, the composer.
Yeah, there you go.
That's she cool. deserves it. That deserve, music, yeah. Dude, music of our lives.
But I forgot what movie it was. I don't know if it was this year or last year. Kind of like a 15-minute standing ovation.
So here's the thing. The reason I'm so hard on this. One... Yeah, they're like 15 minutes long too. They just do this like throughout the festival, and then they like your grade is how long your standing ovation was. You know, it's not like you went to one screening of something or whatever and you gave them this. It's like, you know, how good is like they got their timers ready to go. Like 7, that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just annoying. But it doesn't affect me. It's just we're just being jerks and we're entitled to that.
That's a long way of saying I'm excited for Elemental.
So here's what I'm wondering. Will they bring fire effects back? Because the theory is the Incredicoaster goes on because there are no fire effects.
Oh.
It's theory. I don't know.
I mean, it's almost a no-brainer, right? With that main character, whoever she is.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So if you have some insider information, let me know.
Please.
Yes. Okay, so getting scritches. What's going on, Ray?
No, he's found a sock.
Guys, we always mention the YouTubes. We are on video where you can watch our beautiful faces, and you can get lots of Frodo content today. Frodo is Rain's little mutt.
Yeah, he's here. He's tussling. He's tussling away with me.
He just wants to tussle.
Yeah.
Okay. Next headline. We're going to boogie, oogie, oogie till you just can't boogie no more. Oogie Boogie Bash, a Disney Halloween party at Disney California Adventure Park, returns select nights September 5th through October 31st, along with Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Tickets will go on sale to the general public on June 29th, no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific. On June 27th, no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific, a limited amount of Oogie Boogie Bash tickets go on pre-sale for Magic Key holders.
So where are you at this year for Oogie Boogie?
We're going Sunday the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah. We got our costumes ready to go.
Nice.
If you want to say hi to us, anyone, go ahead. We might make it like a little date night this time. Never done it that way. It'll be fun. But say hi. You won't be interrupting if you say hi. We're just going to be walking around with awesome costumes. So, yeah. June 27th, Magic Key holders, 9 a.m. Get on the site 10 minutes before. You're going to get thrown in a queue. Have a credit card ready to go. Usually you're fine. Usually. But, hey, put your credit card info in the notepad for a second. Just copy-paste it in there, you know? Make it easy. And let's see. Yeah, Halloween time is returning. So let's continue with the headlines for Halloween. All journeys must come to an end. Disneyland states to make way for Halloween Screams, the nighttime spectacular Wondrous Journeys is scheduled to make its last performance of the year on August 31st.
A couple things to take away there. Does that mean there's typically a Halloween fireworks show, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what Halloween Screams is.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it says that it's the last performance of the year, which tells me it's returning.
Yeah, it tells us it's returning. But what it tells us in the 2 weeks between Christmas and Halloween, we're either getting nothing or some mixed magic nonsense.
Mixed magic nonsense for sure, dude.
Yeah, because they don't have... Go ahead.
I hope that Wondrous Journeys is the new Mixed Magic. That Mixed Magic is just gone, and Wondrous Journeys just takes place as B mode for everything.
Yeah, I think they don't want like the Baymax issue. Putting it in now. I don't know, but we'll see. But they did say last performance of the year, August 31st. So do not expect it until I'm gonna say January like 9th or 10th or whatever it is
after the holiday season.
Yeah, so it'll be back.
Yeah.
They're not putting that away. And next headline. The most important thing will always be the people in this room. Salute mi familia. That is a Vin Diesel family quote from Fast and Furious. Plaza de Familia returns near Paradise Garden Grill for the Halloween time season. So this includes some Coco stuff and some mariachis and all that kind of fun stuff, including foods and some little you could do your it's a little bit like a ofrenda type of deal. And so nice little fun area. It's always great to see, and it's to honor Dia de los Muertos.
I like them using that area because otherwise it's kind of bland. Yeah. It's just like more eating area, so I really like them incorporating some of the stuff into there.
Yeah, so that's cool to see. And of course, Mickey the Pumpkin will return, etc. We'll get Halloween time and all that comes with it. The parade is at Oogie Boogie Bash. So where are you on Oogie Boogie Bash? You going?
I don't know. I'm like, I really don't want to spend the money right now, but at the same time, I know I'm going to regret it. So it's like, do I live with the FOMO or do I just...
I think prices went up.
It's not cheap, man. It's like $144 a person minimum, right?
So, I don't know. Yeah. But the other thing is, guys, I know the earlier dates are cheaper. But September, I don't know if you're going to feel the Halloween-ness.
Yeah.
And like, you're going to go and then still celebrate Halloween for another month. And also, think of when the sun goes down. This is all before Winter Standard Time shows up. But the sun goes down pretty late in September, but by that last week when we go, it gets dark pretty quick. So
yeah,
just keep that in mind. But of course, the details are at 3 p.m. you can begin mixing in. The party begins at 6, where they start kicking people out, and it goes till 11. And it's Thursdays and Sundays, and I think maybe Tuesdays.
Okay.
So yeah, it's all nights before school or work, but it does end at 11. By the second parade, it's like second parade, it's there's still people watching it. After that, everyone's gone. So you take a backpack, you can load that up with candy. Nice. You can look up the costume guidelines. Adults can wear full costumes, just no mask or like real looking weapons, no guns, but you can have like lightsabers if they're plastic. So, you know, just look it up. They're not too strict. They're just like, like some guy brought his Ant-Man helmet in, and I think they didn't want to turn him away. He wasn't supposed to wear it, and he may have put it on for a second, but I saw him carrying it the whole time.
Yeah.
So, but don't bring a helmet. Do not dress up as a stormtrooper. It's not going to happen unless you're going to dress up as like Finn, or like that kind of thing.
Without just having the helmet as a prop.
Yeah. Well, no, they might not let the helmet in.
Oh, and even if you're not wearing it, because you can wear it. Okay.
Yeah, unless it's totally a prop, you know.
Right.
So just don't, you know, look at the guidelines. Don't try to push them, because Disney, they won't budge usually. Yeah. So, okay. Next headline. Around the world. Disney parks around the world. A private jet adventure returns in 2024. Embark on a bucket list adventure for 75 ultimate Disney fans. This dream vacation spans 24 days and covers 6 countries, visits to 12 uniquely magical theme parks, as well as 3 iconic landmarks, Taj Mahal, Pyramids of Giza, and Eiffel Tower. Throughout the trip, you'll stay in world-class accommodations and travel in luxury aboard a VIP-configured Boeing 757, operated by Icelandair, with long-range capabilities that allows for direct flights to maximize your time in each destination. You'll also enjoy personal access to experts and staff who provide fun and fact-filled stories, enabling you to be immersed in every location you visit. Bookings will begin on June 12th for previous Adventures by Disney guests who have traveled on 3 or more adventures.
Oh, man.
June 14th for all previous Adventures by Disney guests. June 16th for Golden Oak members?
Who's that?
I don't know. And June 19th for the general public. Kimmy was concerned that Soarin' Around the World was not scheduled for the final day. It is scheduled for the 23rd day. So don't you worry, everyone.
So it's pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
I'm curious to see any reviews about the first one.
Did it happen yet?
I don't know, but I feel like we did that a while ago.
Yeah. Let me look it up.
Which I think is still our longest episode, right?
Was it? Let's see. Trip selector. No, this is like the current. Let's see. Where adventure. Come on.
But I also think the people that are booking this aren't going out and reviewing it. You know what I mean? Unless it's like on their Instagram or something.
Okay, hold on. There's a blog post. I'm going to look this up. Let's see. No, they're just announcing all the other ones. Someone let us know, but it must have. So yeah, this trip includes 24 days, 69 meals, nice, and 31 sites. The trip price starting from $114,995. But this is the, it sounds like, okay, it says 75 Ultimate Disney plans, but the pricing is for 2 people. So I think it's 150 people.
In general.
That's insane.
Yeah, that is a lot of people.
Kill me. I don't want to go to Egypt. Okay. That's fun. But go listen to that episode. It's, I think we just called it Adventures by Disney's something. So, around the world. So, go check that out. That was a fun episode. We went through the itinerary. Next headline.
This is good.
Jamie Tart, no, wait. Baby Shark, no. Sorry. Baby Groot. Scott Gustin reports Disneyland Resort is conducting playtests of an animatronic Baby Groot, previously called Project Kiwi, that they revealed last year. Disneyland official confirmed select park guests are being invited to a short presentation.
How do we become the select park guest? We just walk around.
Your kid is in a Spider-Man costume.
Yep. No, you're probably, I mean, honestly, dude, you're probably right.
Yeah. That buzzing is here again. Did you move your phone? I'm going to blame your phone. Is it my phone? It's not my phone.
Buzzing gone? Or is it still there?
Still there.
Still there. Weird. Hold on. Now?
Still there. Let's see.
Weird.
It's not the Bluetooth.
Oh, it's not. His Zencaster's not picking it up.
Maybe that just gets EQ'd out. I hope. But anyways, this is cool. This is the little, guys, you got to go look this up. It's a little Baby Groot who walks around, and he's going to be in like a dance party type thing.
Yeah.
So I think he's just going to dance around with the kids. But yeah, it's an animatronic that walks around.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So they're getting there. They're definitely getting there. And finally, well, okay, I don't have a headline for this, because they just keep doing it. There are more details for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, including, I think they said like 17 new characters, returning characters, a bunch of new animatronics, new music, and exist. So there's favorites from the movie and new music being written just for the ride. So yeah, there are more details you can go check out. And we saw this on Friends of the Show officially, the West Coasters on Instagram and YouTube. They were on the Mark Twain and heard the new announcement as you go by Splash Mountain. We put it on our story.
I saw.
And they mentioned Tiana's Bayou Adventure, how it's not quite ready yet, all that kind of stuff. So really cool. It's coming, guys. Splash is gone.
RIP.
Yeah, rip. Next headline, A Vision of Tomorrow. Bob Iger announces partnership with Apple and their Vision Pro headset at Apple's annual Worldwide Developer Conference, or WWDC. This includes Disney Plus on day one with immersive environments and infotainment while watching. It includes ESPN features, Imagineering involvement, and more.
Whoa.
So, Rain, on stage at WWDC, Bob Iger just showed up with a Disney 100 logo on the back that neither one of us, I don't think, saw live, because I was teaching you how to
run payroll. Yeah. But literally while you were showing me payroll, I saw Scott Gustin tweet, because I got the notification.
Oh, right.
Bob Iger on stage. And I'm like, but Big Daddy Iger himself, dude, with a nice cardigan, jeans, nice shoes. You know, I respect that guy's awesome. But I was talking to Brandy about this before should we started recording.
Should I like explain what happened to people?
Yeah, you should actually.
So you guys are probably seeing on WorldStar and elsewhere, that's where Eddie showed me the headset, that Apple released some ski goggles with that cost $3,500 that will be available next year.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Yeah, you can't even buy them yet. So they're calling it's a augmented reality and virtual reality-ish headset called Vision Pro, which I believe the point of that name is you have regular vision, now you have professional vision.
Yeah.
So you put on this headset, and what it does is it augments your reality. However, at first I thought you can see through it. I do not think that is the case.
I think they're really good cameras.
Yes. So this exists on PlayStation and on Oculus or Meta Quest, whatever, where there are some cameras outside. It maps your room in 3D and it shows it to you on a micro LED screen that they're using. And so you can see your room and it moves when you move, like it's as if you're there. And then it displays things on top of it. So there is like a really nice menu of a bunch of little icons, and you can open up a TV screen, let's say Apple TV, Disney Plus, and you can have it show a movie in the middle, and then it could show you like, oh, Mando's flying this ship and this is what it does. Or around the video, it can show you the planet he's on or some colors that match the scene. Or you can put it in basically theater mode where it'll make it look like a 120-inch screen in front of you. Because those are the types of things you could do in VR, where the screen stays in the same place and you can look around it. And it can fully immerse you. It can show part of the room. If people come into your view, you can see them. Like, it'll kind of show them through what you're looking at. The reason I thought you can see through it, the first picture I saw was someone's eyes, but it actually is a screen on the outside to show people, like, if it's like this hazy thing, it's like, hey, they're in VR mode. They can't see you. If it shows your eyes, it's like, oh, they can see you. Even though, like, at that point, you should just put the headset on your forehead and talk to someone for real. But yeah, and you control it with your hands. There are no controllers. If you know what the Microsoft HoloLens is, this is going to murder it. So yeah, that's basically what it is. An augmented reality headset is something that augments your reality. But the reason they're calling it like XR is, it's VR that acts like AR because you can't actually see through it. Normally, augmented reality, you just look through it and it shows you the real world.
Right.
And they are partnering with I don't know who, where you can put in your prescription and these lenses magnetically pop in and you don't need to have your glasses on.
That's cool.
Yeah. So,
but I just wanted to say, like, over the past, I don't know, 40 years that Apple's been around, 30 years Apple's been around, whenever they get into something like this, for the most part, other than like weird peripherals, like speakers and stuff like that, they become the leader of whatever it is. And maybe not personal computers, but that's another story. But when it comes to the iPhone, the iPad, the Apple Watch, the AirPod even though they are more expensive than most of the competition, except the iPhone, which is pretty comparable, they tend to become the standard. So now that we have, I mean, we've had VR for years, but we've never had Apple VR. So once we get Apple VR, it's now going to become normal. Not everyone's going to have it. I think the longer time goes on, the cheaper this stuff is going to get and more accessible. So this is, in my opinion, is going to become the computer desktop replacement for most households. I don't know if I'm gonna. It depends.
Don't buy this one, man.
No, I'm not. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And you know it's gonna be like super bare bones at first.
Yeah, it's 2 hour battery life with a battery in your pocket.
Yeah, and you can see that cable just like running down.
Someone made a comment, which I do believe is true. First of all, Apple, 47 years, 2 months, and 4 days.
Wow.
April 1st, 1976. Well, so, Steve Jobs would never let a cable go into your pocket with a battery.
Yeah.
It would have been like, put it on the back if you figure it out.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, this is called Vision Pro. One, because it's like, yeah, Pro Vision, right? But two, this is a productivity product.
Yeah.
This is, you sit down with your MacBook in front of you, and just like the Meta Quest Pro, other screens appear around it, right? You continue computing. You can sit anywhere and be productive. Ooh, that's what we want, right? To be productive everywhere we're sitting. Yeah. But yeah, this I don't. No one wants to admit it. This is a business product because the HoloLens, the Microsoft HoloLens, is a business product. It's a military product, and the military is not too big on it right now. They might be bigger on Apple, which is secure, etc. The Google Glass was actually still in use. When the people who wire up airplanes and stuff,
they still use it.
They pull up wiring diagrams in the little corner of their eye, so they know how to wire something up. So it's this type of stuff is very useful for productivity. This, like, I'm not gonna get one and I'm not gonna use it. But even like me, I can walk around in the shop, right? And someone says I need this thing, and I can look at it, and maybe it pulls up the part number, right? And then I could order it on there. I could pull up a little McMaster car thing and order the thing. Like, it's, or even like maybe it can measure it. I don't know. But it's that type of thing where you can walk around and look at things. It tells you what to do. You could just pull up things and it's in your real world. But it's they're saying like They said this is the first Apple device you look through, not at. Right? It's supposed to be more like personable. You're looking through it.
Yeah.
However, as impersonal as it is when I'm standing in front of someone and I look down at my phone, I don't have goggles on my face.
Yeah.
But we just had a little tech talk. I was going to say, oh, we're only 8 minutes in, but we don't worry about it. But Disney. Marine, have you ever watched a movie in VR?
No.
We're not there yet in terms of resolution. There's something called the screen door effect, and it's mostly gone. But there's a grid of pixels on every TV. And what VR is a little tiny TV in front of you with some lenses that magnify the TV. And you can see the little lines in between the pixels. Now, the Sony one, I believe, is the highest resolution. The PlayStation one has HDR. It's an OLED. In the right situation, you could still kind of see it. You're not seeing that on your TV, right? You can't really sit next to someone and use one of these things.
That's my thing.
If you live alone, you work from home alone, this might be great. You know, if you have a small office, now you have a big office, right? You can make your office disappear because they're holding that you can work on a lake or whatever you want. It's not going to fail or anything. But the Disney Plus thing was, I think, to just get people excited and thinking about it.
I think that was the, hey, this is for consumers too, not just for business use. But with that being said, I feel like 10 years from now, we will both have one. Whatever iteration of that is, whether it's just like a pair of glasses like Google Glasses is or something, it's going to be cheaper, it's going to be more supported, and it's almost, I feel like, going to be normal to have something like this.
I won't walk around with anything on my head unless it's glasses that literally augment what I'm seeing in real life.
Yeah.
If they sense my eyes and what I'm looking at, but I'm wearing these regular lenses, I'm down.
Yeah.
I don't want a screen. I've been less screens lately. Mm-hmm. I've got my screen time under like 3 hours now, like not counting an hour of FaceTime. But that's just talking. But like I don't like looking at screens anymore. Like I want, it's like, yeah, you can escape to that thing for a moment, right? Or you can just go there, right? Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. This could be cool for people who can't go to the parks, let's say. Like, they're like, what if you can bring Disney World to you? And right. I don't know. Imagineering, though, super useful for them. They can ride rides sitting on this thing.
Right.
Like, they can design things and look. The thing with VR, if you've never tried it, Kimmy finally tried it with Puzzling Places. An object can sit in the air, and you can walk around the object, and the object doesn't move. So you can look around and underneath and over it and all that. And that's kind of the point. You can bring things closer, make them bigger, things you can't do in real life. So you can see what something's going to look like when it's right in front of you. And so it is a very cool technology.
It's very early, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, not for VR. VR has been around for a while, but for the normal everyday person to adopt something like this, it's very early still.
Yeah. So, dude, the coolest one, Intel actually had one. With these little lasers. It was only red, so that was a problem. That projected onto your eye. So you just see the data right here. But there was no screen, there was no whatever. And it didn't hurt your eye. It wasn't it was like a reflection. But
like that looks like that reminds me of like a Vegeta visor, you know.
Dude, they look like these though.
Oh wow.
It was like these with a little like black strip because it's just a little laser.
Yeah.
But I'd be down for one of those. the Dragon Ball things, because that's augmented. But it's Disney partnering with Apple. I mean, that's cool. We can watch Mando on a magic screen and look at his ship in 3D, but we can't scan into Disneyland with Apple Watches or Apple Pay.
Get out of here, dude.
But hey, there's some partnership here now. Maybe we'll get a little something. I mean, they've always had the Mickey Mouse watch face, right?
Right. They've always been close.
Yeah. But
I texted you earlier. Do you think during the presentation they showed you can go to Walt Disney World, wherever you are, and they showed the electrical parade. Is there any kind of confirmation you think that the electrical parade is coming to Disney World and we're not getting it again?
No, we're getting it back.
I'm this year. You,
we're going to get it back. I think it was just the two most recognizable things they could show.
Got
and
it.
What's going to look good? The electrical parade. Everyone knows what the electrical parade is if you show them.
Yeah.
You put Paint the Night, what is that?
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. The most recognizable parade.
And why do they say Walt Disney World, not Disneyland? Everyone around the world knows what Walt Disney World is. They know of Disneyland, but they've probably been to Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
It's the place you go if you're not from here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Last thing I'll say, because Eduardo's going to write in, when they showed the Apple Watch thing, they showed, it said now for watchOS, and watchOS was in a circle. And I was like, is the circle coming? It is not. The circular watch is not here. I like how the icon is a circle. Every app on circle. The watch is a circle, which makes no sense because it's a square on the phone, a square on the computer, and you're wearing a square. Nope, those are circles. And like the watch faces are circles with stuff in the corners, but the watch is not a circle.
Yeah.
I'm still out. Rain, are you going to put the watch back on because of, didn't they add something good?
I didn't watch any. I saw like the bare bones of iOS and iPad. I didn't see anything for the watch. I need to catch up on the watch and the Sonoma stuff.
They put, the watch now, when you turn the little crown, a bunch of widgets come up, like little cards. Might be useful for you. That's kind of it. Which one do you have?
I don't have one anymore.
Oh, you? What'd you do?
I gave it to my uncle.
Oh,
I had an SE. You like it? Wears it every single day and can't live without it. And I didn't wear it for like 3 months, so I'm like, in better hands.
Cool. But yeah, that's all for nerd talk, right? Anything that's else?
No. I'm excited. I'm excited for the news? Technology. No. I think we're good.
Should I? Oh, you would have got a Scott Gustin notification, right?
I would have, yeah.
Does that go through your do not disturb? Can Scott disturb you?
Oh, you're right.
No, there's nothing.
There was. Disney World. Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's all stuff Hong Kong.
All right. This here's our Big Thunder topic of the week. Escape the crowds. I was almost tempted to do some sort of VR and Disneyland type of deal this week. But the last second. I was like, you know what? No. Maybe one day.
This is good. This is
good. We just did technology.
Yeah.
It's too much for you guys. So sometimes the parks are so busy, you really just need to do your best to enjoy your time away from the swarms, the scum, the riffraff. So these are some of the things. I know this is a little bit like, you know, Disneyland without rides or like places to sit, but it's a little more than that. There is still so much to Disneyland when you don't want to be walking around, you don't want to be on rides, you don't want to wait in line. So we're going to do that or those things. And we're going to start, as we always do, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Right in the beginning of the park, dude.
Yeah, and it's not just him. We'll get to him in a moment.
Yeah.
But the entire Main Street Opera House building is never busy. Mm-hmm. And there's always something to look at. So right now is, Disneyana is Rain's favorite store, apparently. But when was the last time you've been there?
Last time I was at Disneyland was over a month ago, so it's been a while.
But Disneyana is one store you can kind of relax in.
Yeah.
There's like two people in there at once. They got the
Weirdly, because it's like right in the entrance.
I think they just like, they're ready to go. Like they want to go see the castle.
But then there's the Emporium on the other side that's always crazy.
Emporium's on the way out, though. You know?
Yeah. I think all the Disneyana stuff, too, is a little more niche. Like, weird to say, you know, but...
Yeah, it's... Okay, I think my theory, which I think we'll do an episode like this, people have their thing that they want to do, right? Mm-hmm. And their thing is go to Gibson Girl, go to the castle, go to one of the lands. but it's get out of there.
Yeah.
It's get out of town square. So they're skipping Lincoln. I know someone wrote in, they see it like 2-3 times. Who was it? I'm from San Diego now. I don't remember. But I know.
Have you been back?
To what?
To watch Lincoln?
I watched Lincoln a few months ago, I think.
Okay.
But who knows at this point. Yeah. But I was in Disney Anna last time I was there. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So Disney Anna has Disney Anna. It's got like signs from different attractions from Disneyland, some like nice prints, expensive art, inexpensive stuff, random Walt Disney World merch sometimes, and some special things. Like right now they have Celebrate Soulfully jazz like stickers for Magic Key holders.
Oh, cool.
They have like the special seasonal shirts. They have cool pins there, the little keys. You walk through the back, they have tons of art. You can even order art on demand.
They have that one special item always. That's always in the vault.
There are two items in there now.
Oh, two items. What are they?
I don't know what one of them is, but the other one is the diseased tree from Pirates, where you can just like buy a piece of it for $2,500.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
It might be more than $2,500. So, Rain, would you want a piece of the Pirates of the Caribbean tree or a Vision Pro headset?
Vision Pro headset.
But the tree piece never goes bad. The Vision Pro, you need the Vision Pro 2.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Mac Pro, by the way.
I saw.
That was cool. Okay. There are exhibits in the Opera House. So there is usually a seasonal exhibit. So they'll put like whatever new live action there is, or they'll put Haunted Mansion stuff. There is a bunch of like old Disney stuff too. So there are these walls. One of them is like one of the original maps of Disneyland, a 3D model.
Yeah, that's a huge map of Disney.
It's like Walt's Disneyland or something, right?
Yeah.
And there's like these little exhibits of like things that were coming soon back in the day. And it's like a nice... Dude, you ever sat on one of those benches under the vents?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's crisp.
Like, it's very... Because crisp. There's not a lot of people around.
Yeah. But the vent is just like...
It's right in your face soon. Yeah.
Yeah, that vent was just like, so anyways, it just started blasting. Yeah, feels good in there. But this isn't Stay Cool Disneyland. There aren't that many people in there. And when there are, they're not encroaching.
Right.
You know,
you have wiggle room, you know, all around. That's nice.
Yeah, so you can just kind of hang out there. It's all good. And there's sometimes a video of Steve Martin. But you can watch Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. And you walk in there, there's a great scale model of the U.S. Capitol. There's a little Abe Lincoln and Frederick Douglass exhibit. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of Walt Disney with his other friend Walt when they were young, dressed as Abe Lincoln. And then there's the Abe Lincoln show, where it's actually really cool. The animatronic is awesome. It's a nice little show about, like, you know, what America should be, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a nice little escape, and it's a very like, it's a hardcore Disneyland history type of thing, where it's not like, just go do this thing because there's no one there. It's like, I think it's a little bit underappreciated. It's really cool. It's a Walt Disney original, and you can escape.
I gotta go do it, dude. I haven't done it since pre-COVID.
Yeah, dude, go do it. Go to Disney Anna.
Yeah.
They'll tell you when the next showing is. It's getting hot in Topeka, you know, go enjoy it. It's fun. It's not like, it's not hoorah, you know, it's very like, you know, Civil War was crazy and America should be together and et cetera, et cetera. So go check that out for sure. So also on Main Street is the Magic Shop. Make the crowds disappear. So the Magic Shop is where Steve Martin worked there, right?
That's what I was going to say. Speaking of Steve Martin.
Yeah. So the Magic Shop is an actual magic shop. It's one of those things I don't think they're going to get rid of. They sell like magic tricks and stuff. But the person working there will do a little magic trick for you. There's a little hint of Mickey if you look up and look around. And it's no one's ever in there. It's kind of a pass through to the other store because there's a store to the right of it. Or it's the store to the right of it. Is it's similar to Disney Anna, Disney Showcase. that sort of gets a little busy. But yeah, it's a cool little thing, and it's very like old, and it's just
almost unnecessary, which I like about it. You know, like weird enough to still be there, but different enough to still have a lot of personality, and you don't want it to leave, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's nice when something wastes space on purpose, and that's in quotes.
Exactly.
And it's just a nice little that Disneyland touch that it is just not at Walt Disney World. Yeah. You know, the 80s are not the same as the 1950s.
Right.
Okay. Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. We brought this up a while ago. I don't remember why. A little while ago. But the Tiki Room is, I think, just a forgotten gem.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, I forget it's there. Have you ever regretted watching it?
No, never. Never once.
It's so absolutely pleasant. It is Disneyland magic, more than the magic shop. It's in its little corner. Sometimes there's a little crowd outside. You know, we gotta.
Yeah, but that crowd rarely fills up that room. Rarely.
Go in the room, sit in the back. There's no back. There's everything. It's a 360 degree show. But sit in the back row, you get a little backrest, and people aren't loud in there. They gotta shut up because it's so loud. The rest of it is loud, but not like it's not cacophonous. It's such. You are so closed off from everything else in the air conditioning and the dark that as stimulating as the show is, it's also calming. It's
right.
It's got this, it's not claustrophobic in there. It's just very like, I'm in this space.
It has like what are those things called when you listen to them at night? You know, like the sounds that you listen to at night, like the, you know, when it becomes rain.
Like white noise sound like, machine.
Yeah. It's almost like the white noise of Disneyland, even though it's a full show. It's very calming, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it just sets an ambiance and a tone. And
yeah,
it's just it's its own thing, and it's I don't want to say it's a nice escape because I feel like I'm going to keep saying that we're only on like point number three, but it is like maybe the ultimate escape. You almost like wish you were in Hawaii at that point.
100%.
Okay, so Rain, I'm gonna need you to talk about this one.
Sure.
Is the
sure.
Tale of the Lion King an escape from the crowds?
1,000,000%. Every
it
single
get busy?
Time. It when you look at it and you look at how it bottlenecks right in the entrance, it's very intimidating because there's a lot of people just stacked up on each other. But once they start allowing people to go in, you realize that amount of people is like 20% of what the stadium can actually hold. It rarely you see people go to the very back and sit in the very back. Most of the time, a good 40% of the stadium or, you know, the theater is actually full. So you can get a row to yourself if you don't want to get in like a premium seat, like a grade A seat. But if you get there 10 minutes or so before, you can pretty much sit wherever you want. So
nice.
Because of that, if you want to just go sit towards the back, you're going to be in a row alone. You'll be surrounded by pretty much no one. And
shaded.
Yeah, and you're shaded. And let's say you want to get a quick snack. Grab a snack at... Yeah, nice little snack at what's the place called? It's
Troubadour
Tavern.
Yeah. Dude, you say it's top tier, right?
It's top tier Disney food because it's so different. You can get many cool things there.
What's the best thing there? The potato?
Yeah, the potato with the chicken on top, whatever chicken is called.
Troubadour.
If you like tamarindo, the tamarindo that they have, the tamarind drink is very good. The tamarind popcorn is really good.
I wanted to get that Niamos mix from. Ooh, is it gone at Galaxy's Edge?
Oh,
it's
know.
Like not Star Wars month anymore. Okay. Oh, dude, they got a lot here.
They do.
Oh no. Okay, some of it's like ice cream. Never mind. The Serengeti stew, which is roasted chicken and tremoulin sauce with steamed rice and roasted casey. This is a stew.
That one's okay. I got the one with the rice. The potato takes it to another level.
So there's the Pride Lands potato, butter, sour cream, cheese, bacon bits, and green.
No, not that one. Not that one. It might not be on the online site.
Okay, is it the Asantesana Sambusa?
No, that's another thing that I hear is really good.
So that's a pastry filled with curry spiced potatoes, mixed vegetables, and served with mango chutney.
Yeah.
And then there's the Bear Bear spiced popcorn tossed with a warming blend of spices.
That's good. That's good stuff. Very savory popcorn. But yeah, they do have the chicken. What was the chicken? Marula?
Chermoula.
Chermoula. The chicken chermoula on the potato. That's the best thing you can get there. I don't know why it's not on the menu online, but it's there. It's their number one thing.
And they do. So they do also have an outrageous orange push-up, orange and cream bar.
Oh, yeah.
Dibs.
Dude. Oh.
Shout out to Dibs.
It's the ice cream you can eat with your fingers. Like,
listen, they're not as good as bonbons. No. Bonbons were, okay.
They're the Dibs, OGs, too.
Dibs murdered bonbons in the back of the theater.
Yeah.
And took over. They're not as good. But one of my employees, like, there was like this week, like 2 p.m. She was like, it's bonbon. It's Dibs time. And we'll just like open them and like, you want one? And just, dude, just one. Nice little pick me up, like 2 p.m. And of course, the Mickey ice cream bar, Simba bucket. Although, yeah, it's only, I don't know if they have like plain popcorn. There's kids' chicken and rice. Hmm. But dude, you know what I need to try here? The Savannah sweet potato cold brew.
Whoa.
Cold brew coffee topped with sweet potato cream topper.
That's so weird, but it might work.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I need that. Maybe next time.
But yeah, Tale of the Lion King, definitely a spot that you can kind of escape the crowds, as long as you're okay with getting a decent to bad seat.
Did you say this one made you cry?
It did. Well, almost. Okay. Almost. It was close. A lot.
Misty-eyed. Moist. Yeah. Moist eyes.
Moist-eyed. A lot more so than Mickey and the Magical Map ever did.
Oh, yeah. That's not an emotional show.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah, I gotta watch. Every time I see it when it's already started, and then it doesn't start for like another hour, I'm like, I'm not coming back here.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And it ends by like 4:15. So You got to be there like on a Saturday or something. So you can't escape the heat in this next destination, but you can escape the crowds mostly in Galaxy's Edge. Depending on the time of day, depending on what you're looking to do, Galaxy's Edge is not ever really too busy.
Yeah.
If you want a blue milk or any type of food, you can mobile order almost immediately and just pick it up right away. There's always like, there's a place to sit, right? There's something to drink.
Docking Bay usually is pretty good about mobile orders also.
Yeah, that's like the thing where you might have to wait 10 minutes, but not really. Like it's a 10 minute away window, which is only 5 minutes, and they're pretty quick. And you might have to like look around for a second for a seat. Once you find one, it's not like Jolly Holiday or Plaza Inn where all the chairs are like pushed up. It's when you have a seat, you have a seat. Like it's, you have your own little area. There's AC inside. If the weather's okay outside, it's very nice. But you can grab a blue milk and just stroll. If you're in what's called the old outpost area where the little stands are to buy a little merch, it's basically between the entrance of Rise and the marketplace area. There's no one there. There isn't too much shade, but again, we're escaping crowds, not the sun. Multiple bathrooms, places to fill up water, places to sit for a second. You can go into the stores and wander a little bit. It's a nice little, you're almost escaping Disneyland.
Yeah. I mean, when it first opened, I would always say that it didn't feel like I was in Disneyland anymore.
What did you say specifically, Rain? I still tell people, I still quote you.
Wait, I don't even know my own quote, dude. Yeah.
You used to say, it doesn't smell like Disneyland.
Ah, yeah, I do.
It doesn't. It has its own thing.
It does.
Anyway, there's a lot to see in Galaxy's Edge. Well, a lot of little Easter eggs.
I think it helps that it's so big, too. That there's just, like, a lot of really wide walking areas that we don't see typically in a Disney park. Well, in Disneyland, sorry. We don't see those kind of walk-through areas that much.
Yeah, it's a modern land and not a modern park. But, speaking of Easter eggs, listen to and watch the Rocket Rods song and music video from our friend the Disneylanders. The Easter eggs, you can figure it out, everyone. Go go check them out. Spotify, YouTube, I'm sure everywhere.
I gotta watch this. I didn't even know.
Yeah, he did a little music video. It's a hunt for an Easter egg. So, yeah, it's two things in tandem. That's all I can say. So go check that out. All righty. Galaxy's Edge, done. So we brought up Redwood Creek Challenge Trail a bajillion times. But the thing about Redwood Creek Challenge Trail is you can kind of just climb to a spot or find a little corner and just stop and chill. Like, there are kids running around, but it's almost like pleasant. It's like the kids are meant to run around, and because there's so much room for them to run around, they're not running in a circle screaming.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're kind of tired, too, because they got to be climbing up the ropes. So they're running, but it's almost like, ah.
But they're meant to do that there. So that's like, what, you're fine with it, you know?
Yeah, you're almost like appreciating the joy of a child.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like, exactly. He's so happy. Like, how great for that kid, right? And it's okay. So they're not annoying over there. Like, the parents are just watching them. They're not in your way because there's so much room to run. And, yeah, you can climb up to the top and just chill. You can look out along the park. You can run around yourself. And it's almost like a – you know what it is? It's like people kind of take turns running down the ropes or running up or whatever. You have room to run. Think about that.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in Disneyland very often.
You have to walk, not run, in Disneyland, according to the official announcement in the morning. But, like, you're just – you can kind of stretch your legs, right? It's like this is an open space for you to move. Even though you might think you want to relax, like, you can just kind of let it out for a second, you know, and just roam around, walk around. And it is secluded from the rest of the park, surrounded by trees. It's like this fake and real little – nature break,
right,
which is really nice, and the floor is soft, you know, it's you're just away from everything. I've never seen it too busy there. Like, it's crazy.
I think people pass by it all the time not realizing what it is,
or they're like, I don't want to deal with this right now, like,
right,
like, oh, my kid's gonna run around and then we're not gonna go on the ride or whatever. So
to me, I think a lot of people think it's just a McDonald's playground. So yeah, they're like, why are we going to Disneyland to do this? But yeah, there's something magical in there, for sure.
I think the only thing that's for kids only is a little zip line. Mm. But there's no other place where, like, oh, only the kid can go through there.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not entirely sure on the zip line. I just, that's a possibility. But you can go in there with them. You just can't hang down on it. But that's about it. Like, it's very welcoming there. Very nice. Highly recommend in a million different ways. But yeah, you can escape the crowds.
Nice.
In the woods. The Mark Twain. This is like a forced relaxation.
Yeah, it's like you have these next 5 minutes to do nothing and just appreciate what's going on around you.
There is a little bit of a mad dash to get on. So
yeah,
you got to deal with it for a second. But once you're on, they block the top for just a moment. And then they let everyone up. I don't know why, but they let everyone on. You find your spot. You can kind of plant down. No one's running around. People get their little, you know, their little area, their bench. Sometimes they have chairs on the front. You can grab the railing. And it's a slow-moving boat. And I think there's some, I don't know if it's irony, but you're going along the river. Shout out to the river. And you look to your left at New Orleans Square, and it's busy, and it's packed.
It's always this weird, like, you're looking at animals in a zoo kind of thing.
You're like, I was there.
I dealt with that right now, but now I'm chill, and I'm relaxing.
Yeah, so you're on water, and there's this, you know, that no one can swim out to you, right? You're isolated. You can't get off the boat, right? But it's okay. It's like, no, don't go around twice. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't want to get back into the real world. So it's a nice little escape. As much as there's people on there, once everyone settles down, it takes a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But people find their spot and then they stay. And the people who walk around, they're walking. They're on a boat. Like, they're not going anywhere. And it's really cool. You see Disneyland from a different angle. And and you get a view of Tom Sawyer's Island, which is another place you can go to. Rain, is this the ultimate escape from the crowds?
I think it is, because I have never seen more than a handful of people at Tom Sawyer's Island. I've never been there where I'm like, man, there's a lot of people here. It's always completely like isolated from everything.
I think it's just like, it's a big little island, and you got to get on the raft to go. Raft is usually pretty chill. And shoot, remember when we took the raft all the way around? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a... There's our post. So there are many spots on Tom Sawyer's Island where there's just nobody. It's just a walkway and no one's there. There's a little, like, it looks like a little cargo box to sit on or something. And you can just... people just pass you by. There's no line. The kids, if there are kids, they're in the caves and on the playground. Like, you don't need to be in a crowd.
I'm surprised that there is, like, no little cart or anything on Tom Sawyer's Island.
Take the cart there.
Yeah. Dude, I don't see that being that big of a deal. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, because they could get the internet there. It's not...
Yeah, exactly. I don't... That just feels like a missed opportunity to me to sell more food.
If you could have one cart on Tom Sawyer's Island, what would it be?
The chimichanga cart.
Ice cream. Yeah, have to be ice cream.
I feel like there's not enough chimichangas, that's why.
Would you eat a chimichanga on Tom Sawyer's Island?
Yeah. For me, chimichanga equals water. I need to be by the water. Whether it's a breakfast chimmy, hanging out by the Mark Twain, or a regular chimmy hanging out in DCA by, where was I when I was eating that? By a credit coaster.
Are there beans in the chimmy?
There is. Or there are, yeah.
All right. But anyways, you can definitely escape on Tom Sawyer's Island. You might even be able to record a piece of your episode 100 of your Disneyland podcast.
As long as the Bell's palsy doesn't impede.
What a wild time, dude.
It was. I saw the picture of us the other day, and I was like,
It was good. It was good.
Oh, man.
It was good. It wasn't too bad. You made it out of there.
I did.
How's your, how are your tonsils?
Finally back to normal. It took like over a month for me to stop the coughing and like feeling swollen. Since I went on my trip, I've been 100%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay. So, Rain. The Hungry Bears Behind.
This is a special place, man. A place that for some reason people hate going.
Yeah, dude. If you walk to the back, the top deck, back of Hungry Bear. There is not a single person there.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Everyone congregates in the front, thinking that that's like the only seating area. And once you head to the back, you realize that you're probably going to be the only person eating back there.
Yeah, and you can see the train go by.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the little ants, you know, the people.
Yeah.
You can see the Mark Twain and whatever boat go by. Goes without saying, Columbia, if it's ever back, you can ride that too. But... Yeah, there's a double escape there because you can go below deck. But yeah. Hungry Bear is a place to eat. There's a place to sit. It's shaded. And there's just no one. And it's quiet.
Yeah.
Because it's like water on one side. People going to Galaxy's Edge. The train's not loud. And you're far enough from people. So there's like an air gap. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen... Like, if you need a seat at Hungry Bear, you will get one back there.
Just got to be able and willing... to walk far enough.
And it's really not far.
And it's really not.
At all. You just kind of got to bob and weave.
And
dodge, you know? So, yeah. Just, you know, the bear's behind. Just do that. And there's a bathroom underneath, if you must. Serene, I had to do it to him. How is Alien Pizza Planet's outdoor seating?
I think somebody just wrote in about this. And I 100% agree. And I forgot who wrote it. But that outdoor area is nostalgic to me.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like that was the spot I always ate at going to Disneyland as a kid.
Mm.
It gives me that like Chuck E. Cheese kind of vibe, that like pizza that I'm eating in the 90s, you know, life's good kind of thing. And the fact that it hasn't really been updated all that much, I think kind of helps with that nostalgia factor. But with that being said, I haven't been there recently. I feel like at one point it was really hard to find a seat there. But every time I pass by now, I always see it open.
The outside.
Yeah. It's always like completely empty when I'm looking at it from space, from the Space
Mountain. Yeah. And it's like the opposite of the Space Mountain exit. You know, like people have to get out of there. It's not too busy.
Yeah. 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 But I mean, that might be one of the new hidden, I guess, escape the crowds spot.
Yeah. You just have to eat some like good cheeseburger pizza that costs too much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Or some weird concoction that they think is going to be good, but in reality is not.
Yeah. Or some pasta.
Yeah.
Okay. Smoke Jumpers Grill. We just talked about this during Grizzly Peak.
Yeah.
But the outdoor area, Smoke Jumpers Grill, you know what I do? Pro tip. If you're looking to escape the crowds, you're waiting for your food, especially a mobile order, you go peek out the doors and see which side is less busy. Yeah. But the right side, Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical, Starbucks side, there are fewer people there because people see the eating area near Soarin'. They just go that way for some reason because the mobile order is on the right. But that way you can see into Grizzly Peak. The other side is in between two buildings.
It's a little claustrophobic.
But not really.
But not really. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in comparison to the other side.
Yeah. It's hidden away. It's like this little cove and you get the same like music effect. If anything, it's quieter there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. Not too many people. Those are towards the front, the big families are there. But yeah, like inside a little busy, but out there is our future and our destiny. But out there is very quiet, away from people. You can enjoy your meal in peace. That's where I enjoyed that wonderful mac and cheese chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a 4-person table to myself. There was a couple behind me. And then like empty, 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 empty. And then some little family at the end.
Beautiful.
And I was just like, I could just stay here.
Yeah.
But I wanted a Mickey bar. So Smoke Jumpers Grill. I highly recommend. And the food? Decent. Unlike Alien Pizza Planet. So, next is the Animation Academy building, but not necessarily Animation Academy. So, dude, the line for Animation Academy is painful.
It's egregious at this point, dude. Like, it's a deterrent from going to go draw now.
So, it's like, there's the line, which they have to keep outside because the exit is on the same side because of Anna and Elsa. Mm-hmm. The exit used to be at the other doors. And then they pack you into that little tiny hallway that curves.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I am in the crowd. And some people are a little stinky, a little stanky. Some people are loud. They get pushy. Like they see you move forward and then they're like, don't cut me. And it's like, then move forward. Like I'm just trying to fill in all the available space. So then it gets a little busy in there. But not crazy, but it's not like a you've escaped moment, I don't think. But it's a big building. There's a little crowd in the center, but you can escape into the Sorcerer's Workshop, which is a little area where you can see how animations work. You can draw your own little things. You can draw an animation, see some cool effects, the magic mirror on the wall, and
test out different animation styles.
Yeah.
Like the way that you're like spinning things or looking through mirrors and stuff. It's really cool stuff, man.
Yeah, super interactive. And I don't know, I've never like bumped into someone there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, farther in is Beast's Library, which we haven't talked about in a while. It's Beast's Library. If you didn't know that's there, it is. It's wonderful. It's got a cute little you know, effect going on. It's got the old school quizzes. It's got an accessible one too. And it's a quiet little area. It's not like people know it's there, but I think they're just, they know it's there. That's it. But yeah. There is, it's one of those secrets that's not cool enough to cause a crowd. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you can go hang out there. It's nice and quiet.
I haven't been there in so long. I'm excited. I'm supposed to go tomorrow. So I am excited to suggest that to the group I'm going with. Mm. Hey, let's go take some tests at the Beast Library.
Yeah, and I think they've added answers. Stations. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, really?
I'm not sure. Or
DLC.
It's just, yeah. But it's a nice little area to escape. Sadly, Ursula's Grotto is not there.
Yeah, I miss that.
It is not destroyed, so maybe one day. But yeah, it's a nice little place to escape. But I would say, even though Turtle Talk with Crush is a theater filled with people, it's so dark and interactive that it's almost like being in a movie theater.
Right? Yeah.
You're all looking forward unto dawn. And Crush is there. He picks on people, and it's fun. It's cute. It's cold. It's dark. It's, you can't see too many people, but it's not like scary dark. It's just like isolated, and it's very much away from people. And it's a nice little, it's super cute. It is actually fun for adults, and you know, just a nice little way to get away.
Yeah.
Under the sea. But unless I'm forgetting some things, here is our, it's almost a closing topic. Sit at a bar. Not at a table, at a bar.
Yeah.
Maybe a table, though. First, let's talk about Lamplight Lounge. This requires a little bit of effort, but like no more than 45 minutes.
Right.
And it pays off. Lamplight Lounge is so chill. It's, the seating is just like the perfect number of people there. And it's almost better if you get seated at the bar top.
You think so? It's happened to me a few times, but I do enjoy it. I don't know if it's better, though.
The outdoor bar top.
Okay.
The indoor bar top has this weird claustrophobic feeling. Yeah. Outdoor, especially if the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I think when it first opened, it wasn't too busy. I think Christine and I were at the bar for like an hour and a half.
Oh, man.
Because no one was there.
Dude, right.
There was like 2, 3, 4 other people. We were just chilling.
That's cool.
Great. It was so nice to just, you get a drink, you get some water, you get some food. Bartenders are cool. Like, you got some space. Never too loud at Lamplight. But sitting in a bar that's not a bar, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is really relaxing.
Yeah.
Because you're just like leaning over a countertop. Real nice.
You get that, like, especially if you go after work, that like stereotypical, I'm going to hit the bar after work to relax. Yeah, the pub. The pub after work to relax. So I think we get that a little bit here.
Yeah. And it's really just a case of like, if you just ask before you want to go, like, if you want to go now and then you go ask to be put on the list, it's like, okay, 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You should pretty quick. They're pretty quick because most of the people on the line are like 6 to 12 people.
Right.
But if you just kind of plan ahead a little bit, you get in and it's real nice. And there's also Magic Key Terrace.
That's true.
For all we can say about the snackish food and the drinks, you are in your own little club. Above the riffraff, you can get a different view of the park. I have never felt like it's bustling up there.
No, it's relaxing. It actually is relaxing.
And it's really interesting. You can almost always get a reservation now.
Yeah.
They open it later. They used to close at like 6:30. That's why.
Yeah.
But you can almost always get a reservation. It's hard for people to get in on the wait list. Like, wait, how long is the wait? It's like, well, you know. But it's really chill up there. They don't pack it because they don't need to. Things are a little expensive, but you get this really cool, unique view and this unique point of view and this. The bathrooms are up there. So it's like, yeah, you are in this self-contained zone of, and you know what? It's Magic Key holders and their friends. Not that we're better than anyone. We're not. There are some annoying pass holders out there, right? You know, the pass holes, as we've heard, the old school APs and all that. But it's like people who know Disney just enough where they're like, we can chill right now. Yeah. You know, like we're just, we can be here as long as we need.
You don't have that mentality of do.
Yeah, like, where are we going next, everyone? Who wants to do this? Who wants to do, no family, like no crazy families. There are families, again, chill. And I think it's maybe the people who are there are already more relaxed.
Yeah.
So you're amongst people who are trying to relax for a moment. You can't really party up there. So that's a nice spot. Little exclusive, but all you need, a lot of people don't know this, only one person in your party needs a magic key.
Yeah. Anybody else could go.
There is no like two per one, one person. And they have to come up with you. But you want them there. They're your friend.
And they make sure to ask for every single time.
Yeah, they look at it. So yeah. Definitely you need that, but it's really not a big deal. You might know one person.
Yeah.
So cool. We recommend the 5-4-3-2-1.
Yes, sir.
And the truffle mac and cheese. Pretty good. But yeah, you may die afterwards. The other food, kind of right now, right?
Yeah, I didn't really care for any of it. Tell you the truth. And luckily, it's really overpriced.
It changes really often.
Yeah. But I feel it gets me mad because they price it so high that when you get the discount, it's like regular Disney price. But not a lot of food, exactly. But they know every single person going up there is getting a discount. So that's why they price it higher.
You're right. I didn't think of that.
Yes.
How sneaky.
Yeah, heck yeah, dude.
Dude, if I remember, I'll do it for next episode. I'm going to grab the full menu and get the two tiers of pricing.
Yeah, there you go.
Real prices. I'm going to do a thing.
We'll see.
Okay. I'd say let's do an episode, but no. On Magic Key Terrace. Maybe one day. Okay. Next up. Rain, is it time to leave the parks? Is there anywhere else to relax? Blue Sky Lounge is gone.
Yeah.
There's nowhere in DCA really to hang out anymore, right?
Sonoma Terrace to me sometimes. That can be pretty relaxing.
Sometimes there's families on those benches.
Yeah. But to me, that area between Sonoma Terrace and the walkway is always pretty nice.
Okay. And a little bit of Sonoma. Mm-hmm. If you can get on Little Mermaid, of course.
Yeah.
Last week's episode. The trail gets busy. That is not an escape from the crowds.
Right, unless
it's at night. And yeah. Hollywoodland, you know.
The back of Grizzly Peak. We talked about it the other day, but.
Oh, the real back.
The real back, yeah.
By the waterfall. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little escape. Mm-hmm. Disneyland, you know, maybe underneath the monorail by Small World, you know, the little boat dock.
Yeah.
Maybe for a moment. But yeah, these are most of the ways inside the parks you can escape the crowds, but you can always leave for a little bit. You can walk back in. The Grand Californian Hotel. So you can hang out in the Grand Hall, depending on the crowds. But we said sit at a bar, right? Hearthstone Lounge is, I think, underrated.
Yeah, you've been there a lot. I have not.
Have you been there at all?
I have. I have in the past, but not recently. Maybe I'll head there tomorrow. I don't know.
Dude, I feel like we got to go there with Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a spot.
I was thinking about it. I was trying to get another reservation first, but mm-hmm. I think we'll just pick a day and go to Hearthstone Lounge. And maybe walk into the park for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
But Hearthstone Lounge is this very Grand Californian area. If you want, there's like TV screens showing sports. And I've watched like the Stanley Cup playoffs there. But it's a nice little bar that's got a really chill feeling. The waiters are really cool. It's real drinks. They got a nice menu. They got really good food. It's like high quality.
What kind of food do they have? I didn't even know they had food.
Let's pull this up. Hearthstone Lounge. Disney. Okay. Hotel dining. So they have like flatbreads. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Chorizo poutine.
Oh.
Dude, we're gone. That's it. I'm going to text them. Seasoned steak fries smothered in chorizo, country gravy with cheddar cheese curds, and sweetened hot peppers. Dude.
That's cool.
Citrus habanero chicken wings, steak free. Oh, that's $42.
Of course they have steak free because everyone does right now.
That's the thing. But $42, hickory molasses glazed prime flat iron, thin fries, Blue Lake beans, demi-glace, compound butter, water. Wow. Buttermilk chicken sandwich, Parmesan crusted grilled cheese.
Holy cow.
Dude, this is a bumped up menu.
Yeah. Chicken breast fingers.
Truffle mayo, honey mustard, and ketchup with fruit or steak fries. Rain.
This sounds like the spot, dude.
Okay, Parmesan, I feel like you're going to get the chicken fingers. Yeah, I'm going to get the poutine. I feel like Jeremy's going to get one of the sandwiches.
Yeah.
I feel like he can do it. He's going to do it.
Yeah, he's going to go with the grilled cheese. Because it's got bacon.
Oh, that's not a grilled cheese.
Parmesan crusted grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah,
that's
a melt.
That's a melt. Well, grilled cheese sandwich. Interesting. Anyways, they have artisanal pizza with, look at that. Plant-based meats. So vegetarian. Yeah. Close. Not close. Oh, okay. They do have one plant-based item. Impossible meatballs. Toasted pine nuts, lemon zest, garlic, shallots, and mushroom couscous covered with smoked gouda, cream sauce, and root vegetable ruins. Okay.
That's a horrible name for whatever it is. That should have been a little, I don't know, a little more pizzazz than just meatballs.
Impossible paid them, though.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some quota. Oh, they got vanilla creme brulee?
Jesus, dude. They do.
They got delicious drinks. And
chocolate molten cake. Let's go.
Yeah, they got non-alcoholic mocktails. They've got the aviation cocktail. People love that thing.
Why is the grapefruit spritz $25?
Where is it?
It's toward the bottom.
Kettle One Botanical Grapefruit and Rose.
It must be the champagne. Moet and Chandon?
Yeah,
Imperial Brut Champagne.
Let's see. What do I get from here that's really good? Okay, so they have all these, but I think they also have like that classic drink menu that's across the hotels.
Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of good stuff here. Anyways, Hearthstone Lounge, it is very much a chill lounge. There is a fireplace if you must. There are booths. There are little tables with like little fake bookshelves. You could sit outside. Yep. You could sit at the bar. And like tall ceilings, and it's very like, I keep saying riffraff. It doesn't actually mean anything, but the riffraff do not hang out in Hearthstone Lounge because it's boring.
Yeah,
and that's why it's so wonderful. Sometimes you want a little bit of ordinary. Sometimes ordinary is extraordinary.
That's right.
It's not original at all. But go hang out at Craftstone Hearthstone Lounge. You can also go to Craftsman Grill. So Craftsman Bar gets a little busy, but if you get in, there's kind of a pool. It's chill, but Craftsman Grill inside, there is no one there.
Have I ever been to Craftsman Grill?
Whitewater Snacks.
I'm thinking, have I ever? I've passed by it for sure, but have I ever eaten in there?
Dude, no one in there. Nobody. Empty. Go hang out. There's even like an outside area that's close to DCA.
Yeah.
No one in there. Decent food. I think you can get drinks there. I'm not sure. But the bar is right outside. Shout out to the Royal Cookie. People call it the Royale, but there's no E. It's just Royal. Royal Cookie, the big brownie with the M&Ms in it.
Mm.
They have a Coke.
Freestyle,
yes. Random like hotel snacks. The donuts are there, all the cute stuff. Craftsman Grill. Now, I will say, Kimmy's sister Kayla took her like 35 minutes to get a salad one day. Jeez. I guess it happens. Yeah. But if there are no issues, no one there. You're just chilling. Nice. It's real nice. And finally, Tongaroa Terrace and a little bit of Trader Sam's, depending. But Tongaroa Terrace has a walk-up window. You can usually find a seat. Once you kind of sit down and you got your drink, you're just, everyone's chilling, dude.
Yeah.
island vibes. They can't really pack it in over there. They won't let you pack in Trader Sam's. You have to have a place to sit. So,
which I appreciate a lot, because otherwise that place would be like every other little tiki bar in LA, you know.
But not Strongwater.
But not Strongwater. Nope.
Yeah.
At OC.
I was looking for reservations on Resy. Because they sometimes, so Resy will like hold some reservations for some people. If you connect an Amex Gold or above, you get like a second tier of reservations.
Oh, really?
There was this place in Seattle. We couldn't go. And then I opened up Resy and it's just Resy. And then I linked my Amex and I closed the app and reopened it. And it put Global Express something. And then we got a reservation for like 8 people.
Oh, man.
American Express life, dude. Anyways, back to Tongariro Terrace. Yes, very relaxing, chill place. It's away from everyone. You can walk around the Disneyland Hotel. You can go explore. I think we did an Around the Resort episode. And that I do not know the number of that one. When people say, like, how do you know the number of the episode? I'm like, I know up to, like, episode 25. That's it.
It's been a lot.
Yeah. We're at 168?
Yes, 168. Whew.
Look at us. Who would have thought? So, Rain. Anywhere outside of the parks that you think is an escape besides just leaving? I forgot. I was going to start the episode with escape the crowds. Leave.
Not really anymore. I mean, I feel like the end of Downtown Disney kind of was at one point before. No, even then it was still pretty busy. I think you hit everything. No. Paradise Pier, maybe. Because
the hotel?
Who was going to the Paradise Pier hotel? But other than that, no. I think you hit everything.
Yeah, you can wander around like where Steakhouse 55 is too a little bit. Dude, really cool. The Fantasia gift shop.
Inside of the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah,
never knew that.
Pool. It's just called the Fantasia. I think there's some cool merch, Trader Sam's, all that kind of stuff in there. But yeah, you can just literally leave the parks.
Yeah.
To escape the crowds. But dude, I would say you can like fill a whole day with this stuff.
Oh, easily. Dude.
Whole trip, not a whole day. If you're just, you know, if you're from out of town, you're there 8 to midnight. No.
Dude, like if you get there like 3 or 4, you can definitely fill a whole day with all this.
Yeah, maybe you can hop on the omnibus on Main Street too. But dude, you can go see Great Moments, hit the Magic Shop, Tiki Room, watch Tale of Lion King, hang out in Galaxy's Edge, sit down for a minute, watch characters go by. Redwood Creek, like you're crossing now. You know, you can go on the Mark Twain, Tom Sawyer's Island. You could spend 40 minutes there
easily. Yeah.
Another meal at Hungry Bear, Sorcerer's Workshop, Beast Library, Turtle Talk. Go to a bar. You know, you can have a nice evening, let's say, after work or whatever. So you don't have to suffer the crowds all day. And here's the thing: you don't need to fill the whole day with this. Sometimes you got to deal with the crowds.
Yeah,
sometimes. Walk away. Hit up one of the crystal shops.
There you go.
Shout out to unnamed listener.
Shout out.
Yeah. And
I've gone to look, by the way. I've gone to look with no success.
Oh, right. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Lots of things you can do. There are little corners you can explore, of course, you know, Eudora Chic boutique and all that, but we're not gonna just say go to all the little stores. But yeah. Many different places you can escape the crowds and just to pepper and throughout your day to just get a little break before you descend back into madness.
Yeah.
It's time for Now Playing. You want to go first, Rain? You're always like excited to talk about the things that are playing.
Yeah. I mean, I just watched one of the greatest movies of all time this past week. I mean, no biggie, you know? Technological marvel in animation, a beautiful story, a story that was being set up without us even knowing that was being set up. It was just Spider-Verse, or Across the Spider-Verse, was seriously like, it was next level. Don't get me wrong. I like the first one more still. But I'm a man of the origin story. I'm a man of beginnings. So it's kind of an unfair comparison in my opinion. And until we see the third one, it's even harder to compare the two. So
you still recommend.
Beyond belief. I'm going to go watch it probably a solid 2 or 3 more times in the theater.
Weren't you going to watch something else too?
Little Mermaid, never did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went last Wednesday and we got to the theater and we said, nope, never mind.
Wait. Did you get the tickets?
Yeah. I canceled it.
How does that work? You
stubs, dude.
No,
stubs.
Not that part. You went to the theater.
Yeah, and it was kind of late. It was like 10 o'clock and we just kind of looked at each other and we're like, yeah, we'll try again later.
All right.
Yeah.
I watched Blackberry with Kimmy.
Oh, you did? Okay. I've been wanting to watch it.
I rented it. It's on iTunes for $6.99. Mm-hmm. Or you can buy it for like twice the price, but I rented it. Very good, dude.
I know. I heard it's got your boy in it from It's Always Sunny.
Dude, it's got Glenn Howerton. It's got Kirky in it. Jay Baruchel.
Huh.
A bunch of other like famous-ish people. Dude, ProZD is in it.
Shut up, really?
Someone. I always forget his last name, but it's Sungwon. And he's just in it a little bit. Dude, a few people you'll recognize.
That guy has got a voice of a god. I love his voice. Yeah. Because he's in Ranking of Kings as the English dub. He's awesome.
So, dude. Glenn Howerton shaved his head for Blackberry.
Yeah, I saw.
We thought it was a bald cap, but I think it was just such a clean shave. And it's when you're used to someone with hair and then suddenly they don't have it, it just throws you off. But yeah, he shaved his head for it. But he was great in it. His, like, people are like, oh, I feel like this part was a little too much Dennis. And they're like, no, like that part actually happened like in real life. But anyways, it's a fictionalization where certain things happen different ways or with a different company. Like, they mix things up a little bit. It's based off a book. I forgot the name. Wait, it's Lost Connection?
Hold on. That's a cool name.
Losing the Signal.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Better. The Untold Story Behind the Extraordinary Rise and Spectacular Fall of Blackberry. Dude, it was like the movie for me. Because there's one line. Like, we should get John Carmack. And I look like, oh, what about Id? We should get John Carmack. And I turn to Kimmy like, the guy who made Doom. 2 seconds later, the character, the guy who made Doom. Yeah.
Wow, they reference Id Software?
Dude, lots of references, but they're not like, hey. It's like, yeah, they would be referencing that.
Right.
So really good. If you're like, dude, Kimmy never had a BlackBerry. Doesn't know much about BlackBerry. I had to explain to her what BBM was, but like
BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah, she's not into tech. She told me she wants to see this movie, and I was like, "Yes, yeah, we should see this." Like, I saw one little ad. I'm like, "I'm down." So, and dude, Charlie Day has a movie out.
That's cool.
No, it's Mario movie.
Oh yeah.
No, right. I think he has I think he has another movie, doesn't he?
Pacific Rim 2.
I don't know, like recently. I know it's the Mario movie, but
I think I know what you're talking. That's what I thought you were talking about, but
it is a Mario movie. It. Wait, oh, okay. It doesn't show him as the Mario movie.
What?
Yeah, oh, producer credits. That's why. Actor, previous. Oh, there's Fool's Paradise, but I don't know if that's upcoming. Anyways. Very good. I do highly recommend the BlackBerry movie, whether you're into tech or not. It's really good. Dude, just rent it.
Yeah.
Is it still in theaters or does it kind of?
I think it's still in theaters.
It's a good movie. It's very exciting. It's very fun. Nothing's too wild either. Like, yeah, some of it's dramatized, but it's not like, you know, something unbelievable or whatever.
Right.
And it's a mostly true story. It's really good. I do recommend it. I had a really great time watching it. So highly recommend. I don't think mention everything else like music.
I'm still crying. hard in the
kingdom. Still crying in the kingdom. Yeah, most people are still crying in the kingdom.
50 plus hours at this point.
I'm still Revelioing everything in Hogwarts Legacy. It's still good. It's still good. It's got it, you know what? You got to stick to doing the quests. Because if you don't, you're just going to wander around kind of an empty world that isn't Hogwarts.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. I want to beat it before Final Fantasy, basically.
And a couple shout outs to the Ultimatum, a queer edition, a great, great season. And there's two episodes left that come out Wednesday. So Brandy and I are excited for that.
Cool. Shout out to Abandoned, as always. We watched one of those.
Nice.
And shout out to the Gollum game. It's fun watching people play that.
Oh, last shout out. I finished the Ken Levine interview.
Ooh, touching awesome. The spider.
Awesome stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, touching the spider, yeah.
If you're into BioShock, look up Touching the Spider Sacred Symbols.
Oh, that's what they called interview. It?
They called it Touching the Spider.
Oh, that's such a good name.
A sit down with Ken Levine or something. Yeah, that was
such a good name.
Top tier. Sometimes wacky names. Sometimes good stuff. Yeah, so check that out. But it is now actually for real time for We Have It So Good, where we and the Tram Fam talk about our trips to Disneyland and what's bringing us joy lately, right in with your trip recaps, tramman.com/ask. So Taylor H did just that. Hello. We were able to get reservations for the parks to celebrate my girlfriend Allison's birthday in late May. Happy birthday, Allison. We did a few things in California Adventure, including Pixar Palaround, Mickey's Fun Wheel, not sure which it is. There's a giant Mickey on it, after all. Incredicoaster and Radiator Springs Racers. Had a dinner reservation at Wine Country Trattoria and almost missed it because we got stuck at the end of Radiator Springs Racers. For about 15 minutes, we were stuck looking at an eerily still Lightning McQueen and Mater, which over time became more and more unsettling to look at. Were they still, or were they doing that thing where they still kind of moved their faces, but like,
yeah. Yeah, I think they were doing that. That's weird.
Luckily, we made the reservation just in time, and we really like the food and beer selection there.
Oh.
To hear. I hear mixed things on Wine Country.
Yeah,
good to hear you liked it. Later on, we went to Disneyland to finish out the day, where we experienced Splash Mountain for the last time. Allison will never agree to do water rides at night. I convinced her, saying that I will request ride in the back of the log, but less water is likely to get us, because this is the last time we can ever do it. She agreed. Fast forward to when we were boarding and they asked for a party of two. Thinking about the order of the seating, I figured if they were looking for two more, we'd be seated in the back. Instead, we were seated in spots one and two.
Got him.
We got drenched at midnight that night, which is only fitting for the last time we'd ever do it. We waddled all the way back to our car laughing the whole way. We truly have had it so good.
Nice.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. If they didn't hear last week's episode, for the party of two, if they're asking for it, you're going where they tell you.
Yep.
You never know. But maybe a party asks to sit in the back, and they're like, we got to fill the two front ones.
Yeah, that sounds fun, man. I said that I wasn't able to write it one last time, but it's all right.
You did write it one last time.
I mean,
you just
yes.
Didn't know. You know,
but,
like, just,
yeah.
It's okay.
I didn't consciously going into it knowing it was going to be my one last ride.
So. Oh. Yeah, this autocorrects right here. All right. Thank you for writing in, Taylor. Glad you guys had fun. Jose S. writes in. You have it so good. My girlfriend and I went to the park about a week ago for the first time as magic key holders. Gotta say, dude, I need the magic key. I have the video of the soundbite. I gotta. There's nowhere for it to go, though.
I can put it somewhere here.
Oh, wait. No. You know what? I should move this one to like bank two for when you're here. When you're not here, I don't do your right in mousekeeping.
Yeah. Then so there I you can, go.
And one last. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to do it. So, first time is magic key holders. You got to say, you guys are right. The rush to do thing total to do things go totally goes away. This is my bad. He wrote it perfectly fine. Got to see Tale of the Lion King.
Nice.
Also got to draw Grogu at Animation Academy, and finally was able to see the Enchanted Tiki Room. Look at this guy escaping the crowds. I can see why all of these are popular with the regulars. We got to try multiple beers and different foods, something we never really got to do since we were only able to go one day at a time. Something happened while we were there. A man and his son hopped out of line and hid behind the wall on top of Space Mountain, where the landing pad is, with a plastic bottle. I said, that's weird. And I see him running again with his son back into the line. I didn't think anything of it until my girlfriend and I saw a bottle on the floor filled with pee.
Oh, what the
Right heck? Before you enter the building. All we did was shake our heads for that poor cast member who had to pick it up. When Mother Nature calls, I guess you got to answer.
No, you don't.
Yeah, sometimes you can take the call in a phone booth or a stall.
Yeah.
Some might call it. Yeah. Oh, man. I guess that's an unforgettable trip, but this sounds really fun. Sounds like you listen to Tramon and you know what you're doing.
100%.
Yeah. Enjoy being a magic key holder. Get the free stuff when you can. And Ryan, what should you do next time? One rec.
Try to get a last minute reservation at a restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not Riverbell.
Don't. Or Skyview Terrace. Don't do that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But yeah.
Cafe Orleans. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Lamplight. Yeah. Top tier.
I'm going to say, we always say get a bow, right?
Yeah, get a bow.
Get a bow or, Rain, what's one little snack that like magic key holders do?
Pickle.
Yeah, get a pickle. Why not?
Yeah.
So, Rain, did you go?
No, not at all.
You better be taking notes tomorrow.
Dude, you know it. You know it. I'm excited. I have all of my six reservations already set.
What?
Like my six allotted reservations as a Inspire key holder.
Oh, geez. Don't forget any of those, dude. Put them in your...
I got them on my calendar on my fridge.
No, dude. iOS calendar with a day before reminder.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Do it.
But yeah, I'll be there pretty often from now on. That was just a little break I took.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder or something. So, I went on Sunday. Oh, Kimmy didn't write in. She went like Friday on her own. But anyways, write in for next week. I went on Sunday with Kimmy, and it was lunchtime. We went at like 1-ish. So I got the Wombo combo at Docking Bay 7. We both got the Felucian Garden Kefta spread, and I got the Black Calf.
Nice.
For me. Kimmy had a coffee before, and I'm like, I'm getting the Black Calf, because usually I just take a couple sips of it. So we got those, and sat down for a little bit, and did we even walk around? I think, dude, we were going to Matterhorn, and then we saw Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, 30 minutes. We ran in. We didn't even go that fast. We walked in. Dude, the line was inside, like a little bit in there.
Nice.
So go in. About 26 minutes in, the ride stops. We're right at the last hallway where you turn in.
Yeah.
Ride stops. We wait. They say they don't know when it's going to be up. We wait 10 more minutes. Keep waiting. We get to 55 minutes of total wait, or like 50-ish. And I was like, if they make another announcement where they say they don't know, we're going to leave. Agreed? And Kimmy's like, yeah, it'll be too much. So we left because they made another one where they did not want to give us lightning lane passes for waiting. So, yeah, we waited less than an hour, but it wasn't like, oh, we waited this long, sunk cost fallacy. It's if this opens back up, we're at the front. We'll be on in 5 minutes if it opens back up.
Right.
But there was some balking point before an hour. Like, all right, time to go.
Call it quits.
Yeah. So we left, dude, for another hour at least. I kept checking. It was still closed. So it was like.
Good decision.
Yeah. So we got out of there, a little disappointing, but I got to see a lot of the queue that I have never seen.
Nice. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah. So it wasn't a complete waste or anything. You know, it happens, whatever. So we, again, on the way to Matterhorn and for single rider because it's open. And on the way there, saw the Mad Tea Party. I don't know. Why did we go that way? I'm trying to think of how we actually... because we came down. Was it the? Oh, I think the parade was going on, so we had to do that U-turn. Mm-hmm. You know where you have to go in past the boats, and then turn around. So as we turn around, Mad Tea Party had like just one thing of weight. So we got on there, dude. We saw the parade go by during Mad Tea Party. We had Maui and the dancers wave to us and everything. And then we got off at a time where the final crossing, like, we didn't make it. So we basically watched the whole parade.
I mean, why not at that point?
Yeah, like, half of it was blocked, but, you know, we got a good view. Kimmy has never seen any of it, I think.
Oh, cool.
So she was like, oh, it's almost done. I'm like, well, she meant, like, there's no more crossings. I'm like, yeah, but there's still Cinderella. Then there is, who's after Cinderella? Well, we saw the Coco before Cinderella.
Yeah.
There's one more.
Sword in the Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think there's still another one, but I may be completely wrong. Oh, Tiana.
And oh, Naveen. Yeah, that's right.
And then the final float came, and she was like, oh, Aurora's dress. I'm like, yeah, that's like the whole thing. You know, it's like, we have Sleeping Beauty's castle. It's the last thing. Something really cool. That is a great float. Something really cool about that float is the three fairies on the front on these little, you know, the Armenian word. What is the word?
What's the word in Armenian?
Well, I think it's wrong. I think it's a word for steeple. You know, I'm going to look it up, just see if I'm right. No, I got it wrong anyway. But the little, it's like the turrets.
Okay.
So of a castle, right? So they're standing on those things, right? So they rotate. But as they rotate, the one that's coming towards the front gets lower and the one going towards the back gets higher. So they
that's cool.
Like a vertical ellipse or something. It was really cool with these like pistons underneath, but really cool float. And the song really does change as the parade goes on. But I made a little comment. I think Disney really, not that they wish the pandemic never happened. We all do, right? They really lucked out in that this parade was gone for so long and was only there for 2 weeks. It became the Disney 100 parade.
Yeah.
And there are so many characters that are just like dancing. Like Peter Pan is just like on the ground. Yeah. Like they're just, it is the Disney 100 parade. It is the Disneyland parade. It worked out for them. There's a Frozen float, of course, all that. So it was cool to see, I guess. The Matterhorn single rider line was crazy at first, which is why we didn't do it. And then they closed it during the parade. They've done that before. So we're kind of like, you know what? I think we're good. It was a little hot, real tired. Later at this point. So we went to get that churro in Tomorrowland. But then that's when I was like, I didn't realize it was chai. I thought it was like a coffee churro. So we didn't get that. We're still looking for a snack. We decided on Salt and Straw because Gibson Girl had a long wait and Kimmy didn't want anything at Clarabelle's. So, and we got a cross and all that. So I'm like, okay, Salt and Straw, which didn't have mobile order. So we got the Jazz Soul stickers from Disneyana with Magic Keys, and we walked out. So Salt and Straw, the line, if there's only like four people outside in line, quick. As long as it's not like switchbacking, it's
really they typically have like five or six people taking orders.
Yeah, and they like move you around. They're really good at it, yeah. I will say. Oh, the menu's on. Oh, wow. They have the menu on the Disneyland app.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I'm going to be mad if you get mobile order. That would be funny. But anyways, so there are some seasonal flavors. So I tried the malted chocolate barley milk vegan, which is rich chocolate barley milk ice cream, which is oat milk, basically, with candied fig jam and a deliciously malty flavor, vegan and allergen-free. This kind of tasted like an icy chocolate.
Okay.
I was going to get a split scoop, but I'm like, you know what? I should only get a kid's scoop. Make better choices. So I didn't get this. So I sampled also the salted caramel and okra cupcakes. Not okra.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I read okra constantly. It's also vegan. So rich, moist, mouthwatering okra flour chocolate cupcakes frosted with vegan caramel. And then they like mash that up and put it in oat milk ice cream.
Hmm.
So usually I'm Mr. Chocolate ice cream, but this did not taste like vanilla ice cream. This was salted caramel chocolate. And the cupcakes, dude, they were like undercooked cupcakes, it felt like almost.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Vegan, didn't care. Awesome. Got a little kid scoop of that. I think Kimmy tried this. There's a day-old bread pudding and chocolate ganache, which is...
Day-old?
it's bread pudding in ice cream layered with chocolate ganache, not vegan.
That's cool. That's
go
cool.
ahead and... Dude, go get it tomorrow. Get a pint. Take it home.
Maybe.
It might suck, though. I don't know. So Kimmy ended up getting the coffee and love nuts. All right, I'm going to read this because it's fun. An ice cream as cozy and comforting as Sunday morning, created in tribute to Compartes founder Jonathan Graham's mission to share love through chocolate. We brew a smooth, caramelly, medium roast coffee from Colombia, blend it with our cream, and stud it with Compartes immaculate love nuts pecans, caramelized in Tahitian vanilla, sprinkled with sea salt, then coated in 14 layers of chocolate made with Compartes chocolates.
That is a lot.
Tastes like Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream.
Nice.
Right. So she got a kid scoop of that. And dude, no seats. We sat on the little salt and straw thing. She's like, we could sit here. I'm like, I think so. So we just sat under the sign.
Cool.
And had a nice little time. Trammed out. You know, a little tumultuous. But had a nice time. Disneyland, look, you just take it easy. You have a good time. We sat at Docking Bay long enough where they kept taking our plates from us. We sat at the outdoor booth because it was breezy.
Yeah.
Good time.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think that is all. I don't think I have special notes. So, yeah. I had a nice little trip. I don't know when I'll be back, but we'll see. So, Rain, what time is it?
It's
pizza time.
It's time for one last bite. Rain, as always, what is the best food you ate this week?
The best food I ate this week was actually the food I just ate a little while ago. And I went to Costco this past week and loaded up on groceries. And I got the pre-marinated and pre-prepared beef bulgogi that they sell, like, you know, prepackaged and everything now. It was like 3 pounds of it for like $20 or so.
Jeez.
Dude, A1 bulgogi, man. That stuff was absolutely delicious. I probably made like a solid... Well, Brandy really made it like a pound and a half, 2 pounds worth of it. And I had a solid pound of just meat. I made some
a solid rice. Pound of something else later.
I had a bit of rice, but that rice was not good that I made. This rice has been not cooking well for some reason.
Yeah, I think rice cooker time.
Yeah, I think it's rice cooker time.
Costco.
Yeah, 100%. My best drink, I'm going to give it to the staple I've been drinking pretty much all week. And it's just a bottle of ice. Once again, at Costco, you can buy just like those that like 24 pack or 16
sugar
pack.
Free.
Sugar free ice. But specifically the strawberry lemonade flavor.
It's a summer one, dude.
Yeah. Good stuff.
One of the best ones.
Good stuff. What?
Real quick. Kev and my sister Kennard love ice.
Oh, that sounds good, man.
Love it. If my dad says he's going to Costco, anyone need anything? My sister just replies ice. And he knows. They'll drink any one of them. Worst one is the apple cider cinnamon thing during Christmas.
Oh, I haven't had that.
Nasty. But there are a couple good Christmas ones. But I will say, today's Kev's concoction was in an ice bottle.
Ah.
That's one of his favorite bottling bottles. I don't know why.
Nice and skinny.
They're sturdy. They don't crumple like Niagara bottles.
Yeah. Or Kirkland water bottles. Oh, my God.
Those are Niagara.
Oh, they're Niagara?
Yeah, that's why I said Greg. My friend Greg worked there for a while. And every time one would crush in my hand, I would text them and be like, dude, you guys need to stop making this thinner.
Yeah.
They pride themselves on it. Anyways.
And to round out my Costco trip, I got a nice fat thing of grapes. And those have been hitting real hard. I'm going to have some right now.
Are they seedless?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, have you ever frozen grapes?
Yes, I have. Good stuff.
My sister also loves that.
Yeah, good stuff.
Frozen brownies.
Even better.
Dude, something I need to stop reminding myself of is I have a half batch of Wookiee cookies. Like, I have a frozen cookie dough just in the...
Ooh.
I think the only thing stopping me from just eating it is that it's in saran wrap inside of a bag.
Yeah.
Because then I have to undo it and the air and what... shout out to my aunt, Anam's mom, who was like, wrap it in Saran, then the Ziploc. Mm-hmm. So you really like have it all covered, no freeze burn. I'm like, not, I would not have thought of that. So maybe I'll bake them for someone one day. We'll see. All right. So for me, Rain, this is the most tame one last bite for you ever.
It is.
Like
it
you
is.
Just had it and you said it. You're done. There's no like honorable mention. There's no pictures. Like, dude.
I like try not to spend a lot of money this week. Spent way too much money at Costco. So I've just been like Costco-ing food all week, you know.
Dude, sometimes you're like, oh, I won't spend any money if I just use my groceries. But it's like, but you spent money on those. But it's like past money.
Right.
So
right,
it's right. You're not spending new money. Yeah. So it's as if it's free. That's what I feel like. If I cook something, I'm like, I ate for free today.
Yeah.
Even though I bought those groceries.
It's the same thing. I ate for free.
All right. So for my food of the week, this weekend, we celebrated Kimmy's cousin America's birthday at Kimmy's other cousin's house. So over there, they made some fresh fried chicken, like just lightly breaded chicken. They were like the thick tenders. Right, the strips, huge, fresh fried in like, you know, just classic, like almost like chicken cutlet style thing, right? Yeah. They made a spicy one too, but the regular one is the best one. I had it in a shout out to San Francisco bread with like mayo and pickles, but then I wanted more chicken, right? And it was hard to eat in the bread, and like those are huge breads and like a big chicken, you can't put two. But there was like these really nice leaves of romaine, so I grabbed romaine. I put mayo on it. I mostly wanted it because I wanted something to hold the pickles. Mm-hmm. So I put the pickles, then I put the chicken, and then I grabbed another romaine. I also put mayo on that and put that. And I just ate it like a lettuce wrap. So I thought, like, so I heard while I was doing it, Kimmy's cousin goes, Kirk, the lettuce wrap? And I'm like, oh no, now everyone's going to give me crap, right? He goes, you know what you're doing. And then I walk outside. And someone goes, Kirk has a lettuce. I should have thought of that. Like, everyone's like, like, I thought I was going to get just murdered for this, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, damn, I should have done that. I'm going to do that next. Like, okay. So you might be wondering, why do I keep saying Kimmy's cousin? So when I walked into his house, he goes, hey, I don't want to hear you talking about this party on your podcast. And he goes, you're going to have to cut out some details. And he's breading the chicken. And I go, what if it's my food of the week? You're going to wish I said your name. So here we go. This is what you get.
There it is, dude.
This is what you wanted. So, you know, if he says fine, I can unredact it. Sure. But
otherwise, we'll have an abrupt end to the episode.
That chicken was, dude, it was juicy. And I was like, dude, everyone was like, is this cooked? It's a little too juicy. And he goes, listen, we prayed over it and waited 4 minutes. I think it's cooked. I'm like, use the thermometer. He goes, nah, we do it by eye. I'm like, they had the thermometer too for the oil. And I was like, just stab one of the chickens and throw them all in there at the same time. And when one's cooked, the rest are going to cook. And like, if you pull one out at like 160,
yeah,
they're still got the oil. They'll cook in the next minute or two, right? Like in
on its own.
No, I don't think anyone got sick. So cool. It was great.
Good to go.
Nice juicy chicken. He and his dad made it. So shout out to both of them. Thanks for hosting. It was great. The drink, I'm going to give to the Black Calf because it was delicious. And I had a drink at Reunion Kitchen. It was okay. And I made a really good coffee, but it's going to the Black Calf. So the sweet. Honorable mention to the Nothing But Cakes chocolate chip.
Nice.
Because it's so good. But at Art Walk, first Thursdays, Laguna Beach, Kimmy and I call it trick-or-treating because all these galleries, or a lot of them, put out these really good snacks, and they'll put out like little Ghirardelli chocolates. One of them will put out, like, a few of them have homemade sweets.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, you know, we kind of feel like, oh, we're just taking this stuff. It's free. But then, like, the one that had, we talked about it, it was like a s'mores type of thing that was just like a mess of, like, condensed milk, it seemed. That place, again, there are these little macarons, dude. And they were homemade, I feel like.
Wow. But
they weren't like super fancy. Like they had like a shell. And they were like dulce de leche butterscotch flavor. And it was so good. I just destroyed that thing. I wanted another one, but walked out.
So it's just free? Like, they'll just give it to you?
So you walk in because they just want you to just look at the galleries. It's kind of like a community event. Yeah. Some people buy art. And, like, I'll probably buy something at some point. But, like, I don't have room on the walls. And, like, some of the stuff's, like, $7,000. But then there's a couple stuff for, like, a couple $100. So it just depends. But I'm like, you meet people. It's just chill. It's Laguna Beach is an art town with a bunch of little hippies. So, but, yeah, they'll put out little snacks just so you – it's, like, welcoming.
Yeah.
A couple places don't, but that's okay. Right. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to the butterscotch, possibly, macaron.
Nice.
It's great.
Nice.
And now it's time for one last fight in honor of Alien Pizza Planet and Smoke Jumpers Grill. Anywhere you'd like, the best one you could think of, Rain, a plain cheese pizza or a plain cheeseburger.
Does the plain cheeseburger means no sauce?
It has meat, cheese, and bread.
Cheese pizza.
Really?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I feel like a nice cheese, slice of cheese. I never feel like a plain cheeseburger. I need some kind of sauce in there.
So, okay. I'm not sure right now. Because a cheese pizza is sometimes better than a pepperoni pizza. The cheese tastes different. It doesn't have the meat oils on it.
Yeah.
Then, dude, sometimes? You ever had a plain cheeseburger from McDonald's?
Never.
Dude. I've,
with ketchup and mustard, onions, I need that.
I see, they used to be better, I feel like. Rain, you got to try, not a McDouble, a plain double cheeseburger from McDonald's. Because the patties are oily. There's a lot of cheese in there.
Yeah.
It tastes like a melt almost. But I feel like I always put a little bit of mayo. Rain, where's a good cheese pizza? What would put me over the edge here?
Surprisingly, Pizza Hut.
The pan?
The big box cheese pizza, dude.
What's the big box cheese pizza?
Just a big box. It's two pizzas. Cheese bread and wings for like $30. A big box.
This is the pan pizza though.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah.
It's the like a deep dish type.
Yeah.
Pan. Yeah. Okay.
And
dude, the Pizza Hut pizza is gonna take it. It takes it. The cheese pizza, dude, it's so gooey and crispy. You did it. You won. It's the cheese pizza. Yeah. Plain cheeseburger though. Dude, try a plain double cheeseburger.
I will. I definitely will.
Not the McDouble, not enough cheese, and it depends on your McDonald's, but cheese pizza wins today. And it truly is pizza time. And with that.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for traveling with us today, and we hope you have a happy and memorable visit to the Disneyland Resort. Please lower your head, watch your step, and exit to the driver's right-hand side only.